USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continuing over a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill as a group of senators try to produce a bill that can be brought to the floor of the Senate this week. Ohio Senator Rob Portman saying on CNN's State of the Union Sunday that a provision to fund an expansion of the Internal Revenue Service was removed from the bill as part of the negotiations. Portman saying that the provision is likely to be inserted into a separate budget reconciliation bill that's expected to only be supported by Democrats. And two more Democratic members of the Texas House have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the total number of cases to five among the group of lawmakers who left Texas last week in order to stop a vote on a controversial elections reform bill. The Texas House Democratic Caucus said in a statement that the two members who tested positive were fully vaccinated and that all five are either asymptomatic or experiencing mild symptoms. The group had received backlash for a photo of them on a private jet to Washington, D.C., where no one on the plane was wearing a mask. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
D.C. Metropolitan Police are searching for the occupants of a car involved Saturday night in a shooting outside of Nationals Park that wounded at least three people. Jeremy Scott has more.
Fans ducked for cover inside the dugouts at Nationals Park on Saturday night. An announcement was made over the loudspeaker to try to keep everyone calm and inside the stadium.
The action is outside of the stadium. At this time, we ask that you remain in the stadium.
One vehicle pulls up, another vehicle pulls up next to it, engages that first vehicle in gunfire. An uninvolved citizen that was attending the stadium but outside the stadium was struck by gunfire.
Police said Sunday they're looking for the suspect's vehicle, a gray Toyota with a missing hubcap. It was displaying a temporary Virginia tag and had dark-tinted windows. The Toyota Corolla was captured on nearby surveillance video. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Spaceflight company Blue Origin has been cleared for its first ever crewed space flight, which will take founder Jeff Bezos and a crew of three others into suborbital space later this week. The mission is set to lift off Tuesday morning. Former astronaut and professor of mechanical engineering at Columbia University, Mike Massimino, says that the development of the space tourism industry can bring a long-term benefit to humanity. He tells ABC this week that more access to space will open up many possibilities.
And as the access to space increases, just like my students, when I was a student, there'd be absolutely no way, even just a few years ago, for students to be able to fly something and experiment in space, and now they can. As the access to space becomes more prevalent, people can envision themselves going, or what research they might do, or what products they might develop, or what they want to accomplish in space, because now it's possible. So I think it's going to let people be creative to come up with things we can't even imagine that can be done in space travel. And I think overall, what I think the space program has been about is looking at things from a different perspective. We've learned a lot about our planet. We have so much more to learn. We have so many important things to take care of here on our planet. But by going to space, looking back, trying to understand our environment, we answer some big questions that I think can only be answered by looking back at our planet and exploring in space. What we can do in zero gravity, what we can learn about our planet, where we came from, what else is out there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.